Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We've got our Congressman Dan Muser. Congressman, how are you?
Well, Bob, I'm doing fine. I'm hoping we can now get back to the real work that we're down here in Washington supposed to be doing.
I know.
That they scream about and they say they shut down the government, which was a complete, utter waste of people's time and money and energy and the things that you're talking about right now, from airlines to SNAP payments to furloughed 1.3 million people for nothing in the end. And now we're trying to move on. You know, this whole Epstein file debacle hopefully is also behind us. Would you like me to go on about that vote last night?
Whatever you feel. But you're right about this. It is a purely Democrat Party distraction, the Epstein vote.
Precisely. And that's exactly what it is. It's not just a distraction. It's a disruption of the Trump Republican agenda, our agenda, my agenda, the people's agenda that they voted for. It's all this is a constant disruption of it. The shutdown was only done to stop the advancements that were taking place because they had no ideas or plans to do so on their own. And their fear mongering was wearing off. So they claim they shut down the government for the good of healthcare, Bob, for the healthcare program that they created and made worse. You know, liberalism always backfires. Extreme liberalism backfires extremely. That's what's taking place here.
Yeah. And if you notice, it has worked in a crude fashion. Nobody's talking about how screwy the Democrats were and how much badly they lost in the shutdown confrontation. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about Epstein.
No, right. Yeah. Nobody's talking about it, of course. You know, they've got 4/5, if not, of the media on their side. That's why they think they can get away with this. And I've said from the very beginning, they're just betting or hoping that people believe their falsehoods rather than know the truth. And so our goal, your goal, is to inform. Look, some people are probably listening right now saying, yeah, right, why should I believe you? Well, you know what? I've never deliberately told a lie in my 7 years in Congress, and I'm certainly not going to start now. I could have been wrong, and I'll admit what I'm wrong, but what we're stating here is the objective facts that took place. And here's the whole thing with the Epstein files, right? For 4 years, everybody's got to take this in mind. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer ran the government. under Biden.
There's a question on whether Biden ever ran anything.
Well, precisely.
That's another
his
story.
Politburo, his inner circle that actually called themselves the Politburo. People should be concerned about that. That's what the Communist Party calls itself. But anyway, the leaders there had 4 years to do something with these Epstein files. Their DOJ, everything else, 4 years to do it. You know, here they are now cheering. Oh, the victims, look what we did for the victims. Finally, they released them. Why did they do nothing for 4 years? There's only one reason, because they're doing it to try to get Trump. Their whole thing is to get Trump. So, look, we voted in September a resolution. We released 55,000 documents in September. You know, that wasn't good enough. They wanted to prolong this. They wanted to act like that didn't happen. Well, it did on the Epstein files. We then, last week, had a proposed unanimous consent. Johnson went to Hakeem Jeffries. Let's do a unanimous consent. They denied the unanimous consent to release the files.
Amazing.
Right. This isn't in mainstream media.
Yeah.
Okay. So they wanted the spectacle. They wanted to continue this. And we did. We were prepared. I would have voted for this a month ago. President Trump has said from the very beginning, from his point of view, release everything that is credible and legal. We don't want to drag innocent people into this. We don't want victims victimized again. Anything that's credible and legal, release. He has said that for 5 years. He's been saying that from the very beginning. So what occurred was we of course had the vote last night. We all voted for it with one exception, my friend Clay Higgins. And
he was talking about
actually,
that.
In many ways, he did the honorable thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of reasons.
I couldn't disagree. After I read to the audience his rationale.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Right. And Congressman, while we have a moment, there was an offshoot of all of this, and you had an interesting vote. Democrat Stacey Plaskett, she's a non-voting Congress member from the Virgin Islands.
Right.
There was a vote to censure her, and you voted presence, meaning you didn't vote for it, and it failed by narrow margin. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Plaskett, she's a delegate. She doesn't have a vote, actually, from the Virgin Islands. I presided over the House during the debate debacle. Hakeem Jeffries once again proved that he cannot tell a truth, no matter what. He had his magic minute, and it was very aggravating. And by the way, if anybody saw it, I had to call him out. I had to stop him a couple of times. I had to remind him he's not to make disparaging remarks as per House rules against other members. He's supposed to direct his comments to the chair and not to make derogatory comments about the president, which he didn't follow the rules and continued doing. But anyway, back to Plaskett. So her texts that she had with Epstein during a hearing, okay, all really bad, foolish, bad judgment, ill.
He's coaching her during a hearing. It was so insane. It's one of those things you think it's Babylon B. You really do.
Well, it's true, but you know what? We get a lot of texts. If people are watching C-SPAN or something, you get texts. Sometimes you respond, sometimes you don't. When it's not your questioning, yeah, okay, thanks, that sort of thing. But those texts, okay, came to her in February of 2019. Epstein was not arrested on the most egregious of what he did. You know, the guy's a monster. The guy's a bad guy until July 2019. Now, he was arrested and pleaded guilty in 2008 for soliciting prostitution of a minor. So bad guy. She knew he was a bad guy, should have not been near him, that sort of thing. But 10 years later, before he's arrested again, she's texting him on her personal phone. So, come the end of the day, in my view, this did not, and clearly did not break house rules to be texting.
Okay.
And you know what else, Bob? There were two censorships in the previous 40 years of my coming into Congress. There have been five censorships in the last 6 years. So there was another reason that I said, you know what? I don't want to prolong this. Already, I was hearing the Democrats were going to be responding with a censorship of another Republican member, and it would have been nonsense, but it would have carried the next couple of days and debate and everything else. She technically didn't break the rules. Again, very foolish, ill-conceived, ill-considered, wrong, maybe stupid. You could go that far.
Well, I was thinking about it too, Congressman Muser. I think she might have been the representative for his island.
I know. I think she.
So, I mean, right. Technically, he could be a constituent.
and now I found nothing that she did though had any entanglement with him on any of the horrible things that the guy did. You know, she wasn't involved in anything. We have no evidence or documentation that she ever visited that island or traveled on his plane or anything else.
Yeah.
And once when he was now, she did take money from him. Probably a lot of Democrats did during that time. But once he got convicted, she did. And this is legitimate as well. I checked. Took that money. And it was a lot. It was like $25,000 and donated it to a women's organization. She didn't give it back to him. She gave it to a women's organization. She did all that after his arrest in 2019. So for those reasons, I said, look, she's being severely reprimanded. Severely embarrassed, which is due because of the foolishness and bad judgment. But I just didn't think censorship, and I wasn't going to vote no because I didn't feel as if I knew enough. It should go to ethics, and they should do a further investigation, which will likely take place. So I voted present, but in the end, I largely kept the censorship from occurring. Myself and five other Republicans, because all the Democrats, of course, voted with her. But we also kept this thing being prolonged, them now trying to censor another member unwarranted, but still try to censor him. So that was my rationale.
Well, we appreciate your elucidating on these subjects. And let's hope Epstein is behind us after. Then the Senate has agreed, by the way. I'm almost shocked that it didn't get buried there. But the Senate has already agreed to send a bill to President Trump to release the docs. And let them say what they say. Let people act on them however they interpret them and move forward. You're 100% right.
Yep. We got work to do. We got real work to do. This was a lot of people cared about this, transparency and accountability and such. So everything's being released. We'll see where those chips fall. I do think there's going to be a lot of embarrassment on the side of Democrats because, as I said, extreme liberalism backfires extremely. So we'll see what that fallout is.
Well, Larry Summers, their chief economic advisor over the last three decades, is the first casualty. So we'll see who else goes down. Thank you, Congressman Muser. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks for the time, Bob. Appreciate you. Thanks, Bob.
Our Congressman, Dan Muser.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.